USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat Senator Joe Manchin said on Wednesday he is opposed to using a procedural process known as reconciliation to pass legislation without Republican support, dealing a setback to President Biden's chances of passing a $2.3 trillion infrastructure bill. The CDC is reporting the U.S. government will allot 85% less Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccines to states next week. A report last week said that workers at a facility in Baltimore mixed up ingredients of two vaccines, ruining 15 million Johnson & Johnson doses. An abandoned four-month-old baby is in good condition after he was found hypothermic in a wooded area on the banks of a Michigan creek near Detroit, Michigan. Local residents said the woman appeared distraught and said she believed someone was chasing her with guns. A 10-foot-long alligator was hauled away by trappers after he was found under a parked car at a Tampa, Florida apartment complex last week. Trappers safely hauled the animal to a nearby alligator farm. USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Cahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Almost half of border personnel are no longer watching the border and are trying to corral the masses attempting to get into the United States. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Congressional Republicans are wrapping up a two-day trip to the Texas border. As far as some of the things they observed, Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan.
Yesterday we saw at the Donna facility one pod which is supposed to, under current COVID protocols, house at a maximum 33 children, and yet there were 527 kids in that pod alone. So when they say this is chaos and unlike anything we have ever seen, that is true.
Jordan also saying 40% of Border Patrol manpower is used for processing, and that means the border is going unprotected.
Isolated severe storms will be possible from the deep south to the Ohio Valley as a cold front shifts slowly eastward. Strong winds and very dry conditions will keep fire weather threats critical in the southwest United States. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
NASCAR is back in action Saturday night under the lights. Driver Chris Buescher told Motor Racing Network how Roush Fenway Racing Team feels about the short tracks this year.
What I will say is some of the road racing parts and pieces seem to carry over to short tracks, and we felt like the Daytona road course went really well for us this year, both the races we got to run. We had speed. We didn't quite get the finishes that we should have, but we definitely had speed. And so that makes us hopeful that when we go to short tracks, we're going to have the grip in the cars. We're going to have the forward drive that's going to make us pretty competitive. And Martinsville is a place that I've steadily gotten better at, and I think that we had pretty good runs last season as well. So we are looking at that as our telltale for the short tracks. Can't really get a read off of just one race, but it'll definitely help point us in the right direction and head towards what we feel like is going to be our biggest focus.
Alzheimer's disease strikes a beloved TV personality. Dan Meraki has more.
The family of animal expert Jack Hanna says the former director of the Columbus Zoo has been diagnosed with dementia. In a letter on Twitter, the Hanna family announced that Jack Hanna would be stepping away from public life as his health begins to deteriorate. Doctors believe the 74-year-old is suffering from Alzheimer's disease. Hanna is best known for his many appearances on television talk shows, where he brought hosts like Johnny Carson and Dave Letterman up close and personal with wild animals. He also hosted several nature shows for children. Hanna was the director of the Columbus Zoo from 1978 to his retirement last year and remains director emeritus.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.